Tuesday, 2nd of September, Beit Elul, Rabbi Yoel Rabinovitz, Nevuah.
The Inyan today is Nevuah. I hope the words I'm saying aren't Divrei Nevuah. I hope they're based on something. And really speaking, we've got the Inyan of Nevuah scattered throughout Tanakh, obviously. But in the past, last week's Sedra and this week's Sedra, you have what the purpose of a Navi is and how we determine who is a Navi and who isn't a Navi. So I thought I'd speak a little bit about this point, mainly actually this second point of what is and what isn't a Navi. Last week's Sedra we had in Re'eh, we had about Kiyokum b'kirbachon Navi Eichalim Chaloim v'natan lechois Moises, someone who comes and he does some type of miracle, and it happens. I mean, he's very, very impressive, and he tells us to worship Avodah Zarah. He tells us to worship Avodah Zarah. There's nothing doing. Says, don't get impressed by the Ma'onim and the Kosmim. Ma'onim and Kosmim are before you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a Navi instead. And we've got that as we move on to Pasha Shoftim. What does it say? You don't need that. Navi Mikibach HaMe'achecho K'moni Yokim L'cha Hashem L'Ekecho Elov Tishmon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appoint a Navi Mikibach HaKamoni, like me, says Moshe Rabbeinu, Elov Tishmon. K'chol Asher Sha'altamim Hashem L'Ekech B'choyv B'yem HaKol L'Emoi Lo'esit L'Shmai Atkel Hashem L'Ekech Yasei Shikdoi Azoi Zayir Oiv L'Yomut. He said you don't want it direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said very good. Hei Tiva Asher Tbein Navi Yokim L'hem Miker V'chem K'moicha. How do you know who is a Navi, who isn't a Navi? Well, it tells us how you know who isn't a Navi. Havaya Isha Shelo Yishmel, how does it say, Ach a Navi. Asher Yazid Nedabe Dova Bishmiz Asher Lo Yitzvisiv. Someone, a Navi who speaks in my name what I never command him to. Havaya Nedabe. Vashay Yidab Vashem Elihim Achim Meit a Navi Yehu. Vachizoyma Bevovcha, you're going to say, well, how do I know if he's telling me the truth? Heichon Eida Asher Dova Asher Lo Yidibra Hashem. Asher yidaba anavi b'shem Hashem v'lo yeh adava v'lo yavoy hu adava shalai dibra Hashem v'zodain dibra anavi lo yisakum menu. If he says something and it doesn't come about, that you know is conclusive proof that it's not anavi Hashem and it's b'zodain, he's anavi sheker. That's what the pasuk tells us. Seems fairly straightforward until you realize one thing. It talks really here where it tells you how do you know what a Navi. It tells us really how you know what is not a Navi rather than how you know what is a Navi. So it needs to be sorted out a little bit. And I found that the Rambam in Hakdamah to Pesha Mishnayis and in Hilchos Yisrei Torah talks about it at length, as does the Drosha Saran. They have slightly different lines, and I think I'm going to go more along the lines of the Rambam. The Joshua Zeran, actually Joshua Zeran isn't so different, he just takes issue with the Rambam on one or two points. The Rambam lays it out like this. He says, when talking about a Navi, the term Navi, you see, is used in the Torah, in Tanakh, and the Torah as well, it's not just in Tanakh, it's used for a Navi Emes and a Navi Sheker. So when talking about Nevuah, a Navi, we have to determine what is defined as a Navi. So there's two types of Navi. There's a Navi who is misnabe b'shem Avodah Zarah, and there's a Navi who is misnabe b'shem Hashem. In those two categories, you can also split each one into two subcategories. The misnabe b'shem Avodah Zarah works like this. Either he comes along and he says that some mazel, some star appeared to him in a dream and said that they have to carry out a certain service, maybe on as a one-off or maybe on a permanent basis, whether it's as a shliach of Hashem or independent, but that is is a Navi B'Shem Avodah Zarah, that's obviously a Navi B'Shem Avodah Zarah. You have cases like that. It can be very, very impressive as well, as the Pasuk told us in Re'e, that don't imagine that they come along and they just spout words and everyone just swallows it like that because they're all superstitious or whatever. Comes along and he does things. They're impressive. He does an ice, he does a my face. He brings thunder down and makes a, it wouldn't be such a miracle here, but you know, the rain comes pouring down in the middle of the summer, whatever. Very impressive. Very impressive. That's nice. And people look at it and they think, oh, he's a supernatural person. He tells you to do something and he dresses it up very nicely. And people are tempted to go along. There's one thing you should know for definite. If he says it, B'Shem Avodah Zarah, then he's not be shaken. Next thing is, he comes along and he's a little bit more subtle. He says, that Hashem Yisbarach appeared to him. And Hashem Yisbarach told him that for whatever reason, something, some type of service has to be carried out, and however he dresses it up, at the end of the day, again, there's an element of Avodah Zarah in it, where you serve, where he, what he's saying that they should do, to serve the Avodah Zarah in some way, to serve the Mazel in some way. Again, even if he says it B'Shem Hashem, it's also a Navi Sheker. And it doesn't matter what he does, it doesn't matter who he is, he's a Navi Sheker. Then you come on to the Misnabe B'Shem Hashem. We've got the Misnabe B'Shem Hashem, two categories as well. The first one is that he's Misnabe B'Shem Hashem. And by the way, we're talking obviously, no one's going to really pay attention to this person unless he's a very impressive person. And in fact, to be a Navi Emes, besides anything else we'll say here, he must fit the category in terms of his personal behavior. You know, his Tiyur Mamitzvah. You have to note this person is a person who is Roy for Nevua, otherwise the whole thing anyway doesn't start. Anyway, this Navi comes along, and it's Misnabe B'Shem Hashem, and everything's wonderful, and then he tells you that, so he tells you that that nature's changed now. Nishtana Teva, let's say, and let's use the Rambam's example, and he says, Arilot from now on is only 2 years. He explains to you in detail what Arilot's all about, and gives us tremendous shear on it, and explains that Nishtana Teva, and therefore what happens is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that from now on it's not necessary to have 3 years, it's only 2 years. In such a case, again, he's a Navi Sheker. Guaranteed. Why? Because the Torah says, Lotosis men lotzigra men. You're not allowed to add on, and you're not allowed to take away. So you'll tell me, okay. But what he's telling you is, that was the situation till now, it should be exact like this, and now there's a nevuah from Hashem that certain adjustments have to be made. 2,000, 3,000 years later, we've got to make certain adjustments. You know, it's keep up with the times. Then, the answer is, it says in the Torah, "V'gam b'chay yaminu la'ayim." Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Moshe Rabbeinu hinni ba'i lecha ba'av ha'anon." Go to see Matan Torah, go to hear me speak to you. They'll believe in you forever, says the Rambam. Therefore, no Navi can contradict. That's what we're saying. No Navi will show the Chadish Me'at. So no Navi can contradict what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Actually, it's interesting. Talking about Josh Saram, we mentioned before. Josh Saram says, "Hinini ba'i lecha ba'av ha'anam." I'm going to come in a thick cloud. So the people hear when I speak with you. Then they'll believe in you forever. The Rambam says, the Rambam says that Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he said, he's so, he's Kaviyachol, like excusing himself. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, don't take offense. I'm going to come Elecho Bav Ermon. Moshe Rabbeinu, his madriga of Nevuah was Per Per Daba Doi Mayer Veloi Bechidus. Didn't need an Av Ermon. But the Av Ermon was for Klal Yisrael, he says. Bavush Yishma'on B'Dabri Imach. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would speak with Moshe Rabbeinu the way he normally spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, no one else would hear. It's on a wavelength which no one else at any madriga, they can't access that. Even Klal Yisrael and Matan Torah, the only way they can access it is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the Av HaOnon, uses the less direct form. That's what the Ram says. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to come Av HaOnon. It's not because there's anything wrong with you, it's because I want Klal Yisrael to hear exactly what's going on, so the Gam B'chol Ya'aminu Lo. So we've got the Misnabei B'Shem Hashem. He told us, though, at the end of the day, he told us to do something which is Neged the Torah, and therefore, again, it's Navi Sheker. You've got the second category of Misnabei B'Shem Hashem, which is that he calls on people to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't add to the Torah, he doesn't take away from the Torah. What he does is that, as the Lashon HaRambam is, Yitzeva B'tzivuim She'enay min HaTorah T'goin She'yoyim Ha'ilachamu Aliyah Ploinis, etc. He commands them to do things which are not, they don't impact one way or another on the mitzvah HaTorah. He tells them how it's certain things that they have to do at present. You've got to do this, you've got to do that. None of it's neged the Torah. For instance, doesn't go and fight against another city. That would be a nevuah. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that you have to take up arms against another city. That would be a nevuah. Now, here, someone comes along, they come out of the blue. They're not quite out of the blue. They're okay, Ben Torah, Tant Chochum, whatever. They start telling you to bring a nevuah. So how do you know whether you should listen to him or not? So here you have to check him out. You've got to check him out. And there's a system whereby you can check him out. And this is based on this pasuk, says the Rambam. This, by the way, is where Drosh HaSaran takes exception. But the Rambam says like this. From this pasuk we see how to check him out. How do you know who is a Navi Sheker? He says something B'Shem Hashem and it doesn't happen. So the corollary is that if he says something B'Shem Hashem and it does happen, he's a Navi Emes. The Rosh Hashanah says it's not. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't necessarily work like that. He explains. But that's how the Rambam learns. So the Rambam, not on a one-off, by the way, he's got to prove himself several times. He's got to tell you something, however inconsequential it is, he's got to tell you something from the future, what's going to happen, and it happens. The problem is, you've got the Ma'onim and the Kostimim who also can do this type of thing. They can tell you the future. Certainly, at least the immediate future things which are going to happen. Answer to that, says the Rambam, is there's a fundamental difference between it. They, the Ma'onim and Kostimim, can gain a vague idea of future events which are going to happen. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're completely wrong. Even when they're right, what will tend to happen is that they get a general gist of what's going to happen, but the details are all unclear. Doesn't quite work the way they say it's going to work, the details are rather unclear. Even if they happen to get it right once, they're not going to strike lucky twice and get it bang on twice or three times. If someone can come along and he can tell you exactly what's going to happen, down to the last detail, and it's got to be down to the last detail, nothing can be considered in what he says as inconsequential, unimportant. He didn't quite listen. He said it was going to talking about to rain again. He said it was going to rain. Forecast us, maybe on Obisheka. He says it's going to rain at 12:30 tomorrow, and it rains at 12:40 tomorrow. Obisheka. He says it's rain at 12:30 and it rains at 12:40. Obisheka. It's got to be exactly as he says. That's what's got to happen. There's another condition also attached to this. If he tells you something about the future, which is bad, which is some type of disaster, and it doesn't happen, it doesn't prove anything. The classic example of that is Yonah in Nineveh, where he said it was going to be destroyed, and it wasn't destroyed. Doesn't prove anything. Why doesn't it prove anything? Because they might have done Shuva. They might have... They might have some type of zchus which is tailor for them. There can be reasons why it doesn't happen. However, a Navi who says something, the Taif, that's going to happen for the good, it must happen, come what may. Even if circumstances change, the Navu has to come true. And the reason that the Navu has to come true is actually given to is for this reason, for this purpose. Because if it didn't come true, if it wasn't guaranteed to come true, if it's not guaranteed to come true, then if it doesn't happen, there's no proof that he's a Navi Sheker. You've got to be able to know if someone is a Navi Emes, a Navi Sheker. There has to be a foolproof method. Therefore, when he says something good is going to happen, it absolutely has to be, it has to happen, come what may. We find that Yirmiyahu with Hananiah, who was a false prophet, he came along, Hananiah Navi came along, and he said that everything's going to be alright, the power of Babel is going to be broken, 2 years' time, everything will be fine. And Yirmiyahu answers him as follows. He says like this. He says, Amen. King Yas Hashem, Yokim Hashem is Tavarecha. Halavai would be like that. He says, but I want you to know one thing. Lots of Nabim are prophesied about lots of things in the past, major events. But one thing you have to know is like this. Hanabi Hashem, Nabi Nisholon. The void of Hanabi Yvata, Hanabi Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. The proof that someone is a Nabi MS is when he says something, Nisholon. He says something for the good. Something good which is going to happen. So it better happen exactly like you did, because now you've committed yourself. And if it doesn't happen as you said, then you're not Abishakim. That's what Yirmiyahu says to Hananiah, who was an Abishakim. So you see there very conclusively how it works. It's also an interesting thing in Shmuel. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Shmuel comes with a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Shaul, and he says, why did you leave? Why did you go against what I told you regarding the Mechemes Amalek? And he says that to him, Vayomei lov Shmuel, Kara Shemes Manuchus Yisrael Me'alecha Hayom, Nusana Levecha Atoivim Mecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has torn away the Malchus from you and given it to Levecha Atoivim Mecha, given it to your friend, who is better than you. V'gam Nedzach Yisrael lo yishakev lo yinochim, ki lo yodam hu li yinochim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yishakev lo yinochim, ki lo yiben odam hu li yinochim. And Rashi explains and says like this, and if you're going to say you'll do tshuva, you can do the best tshuva in the world, it's not going to help. It's not going to change what I've told you now. Why? It's the nevuah lera, that he's going to lose the nevuah. But he said, he's given it over to someone else already. And for that person, it's the nevuah lataif. Says Rashi, therefore it won't help you. You can do teshuva, but it's not going to change what I've told you now. That is conclusive. It has to happen. So that is how we know who is a Navi Emes. Now, there is another way of knowing who is a Navi Emes. Another two ways, actually. One is a very simple way, and we learn it from Moshe. If a Navi tells you that someone, a Navi who you're muchzak, that he's a Navi, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that he's a Navi, and he tells you that so-and-so is a Navi, then that person you have to believe is a Navi without any doubt. And the proof is that Moshe told the people that Yeshua was going to take over from him, and Yeshua didn't have a reputation as a Navi. Yeshua might have had the reputation as being a Shomer Torah Mitzvah, the Talmud Chacham, a Tzaddik, not as a Navi. And he was accepted without any signs, without any Haggadah Sidos. There is a third way, though. The third way the Rambam brings down in Yeseder Torah Perek Zayin. And it says like this: if a Navi is sent to a place, to send somewhere to prepare them for some type of event or warn them about some type of event, then what happens is Noisnim lo oisu moifes kadesh yedu ha'am shakel shochal. He's given an oisu or moifes by Shemaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu to carry out so that the people will know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him. Again, he would have to be someone who certainly, to all appearances, the Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, etc. Not some, you know, someone comes like a hippie style and he starts giving doing his signs, etc. He's got to be someone who clearly is a Roi Lekach, but you've got no idea really who he is. You can't really tell. And he comes along, he gives some type of sign, does some type of miracle. And then you have to believe him. You have to do what he says. Okay, it doesn't seem to be something conclusive. Why? Because when he gives a sign, we've said before, you can have a Navi Sheker giving a sign. And it also seems to be inequitable. The one who gives the sign just comes one off, does some type of miracle, says, right, from now on you have to listen to me. And we have to listen to him. The one who tells us the future and tells it to us down to the exact detail, when it actually comes about, we turn around and we say, yeah, that was quite good. That was all right. Okay, do another. After the second one, we might even say, you know what, one more. And then we say, okay, yeah, fine. It's pretty conclusive. There doesn't seem many grounds not to. From now on, we accept you as a Navi. Now someone who doesn't listen is Chayav Misa B'Dei Shamai. Doesn't seem, by the way, talking about that. You know, the Rambam says, you've got to understand, it sounds all very easy, you listen to the Navi, but it's not always so easy. Imagine he comes along. There doesn't seem to be any particular reason for what he's saying. He tells you that tomorrow, Shabbos, I want you to get into your car. I want you to drive to such and such a place. I want you to talk to so and so. I want you to tell him this, and then you can go back home. I mean, the Rambam's marshal maybe is a bit different. Just take up weapons, go fight against this place, kill them, take the booty, and do it all on Shabbos. Do all on Shabbos. Okay. So we've accepted him as a Navi because he did the future, and now you've got to go on Shabbos. Say to yourself, wait a minute, I'm retirement age, I'm 65. I'm retired. You know, I've never been Michal Shabbos in my life. And now, for no apparent reason, it's not because of life or intent, he tells us tomorrow we've got the Michal Shabbos. Just one Shabbos, not on a permanent basis, but one Shabbos. We've got to be Michal Shabbos. And now I'm going to be Michal Shabbos. You know what? There's lots of people around who can do the job. I let them do it instead of me. Let them be Michal Shabbos instead of me. They don't need me, really. Schreib Misa B'Dei Shemai. Think he's a big tzaddik. Think he's found that way. It's actually a kind of shame. Let them do it and I'll keep quiet. Schreib Misa B'Dei Shemai. The one who said that you have to keep Shabbos told you have to listen to the Navi. So it's not so easy. You know, you have to overcome a certain resistance inside you sometimes to what the Navi said in such circumstances. But this idea that the ram is very unhappy with this idea that the one who tells the future has to say it several times, and the other one only has to give one sign. And what's the sign? It's no great thing. He says it's inequitable, it doesn't make sense. I thought maybe we can explain it like this. The Rambam brings down these two ideas, the one who gives a sign and the one who tells you the future, but in a different type of way. And the two differences I wanted to concentrate on. The first one is, when he says about the one who gives the sign, he says, if he has to go to a specific place to tell them something specific that they need to do, then they give him in the Shemayim a sign, a miracle to work, so that he can prove who he is, and then the people have to listen to him. That's different than what he says with the Magid Hasidus, the one who tells the future, who proves himself by telling the future. There he talks about a different purpose to this Navi. So it's like this: Navi Shebolo Diom Mayasu. He tells them, he comes to tell them. That was the Shebolo Diom Mayasu. They've got to do something specific, so he's got a noise. But the other one didn't come for that purpose. He came, Stam, he's the one who tells them, encourages them to keep the mitzvahs of Hashem and warns them about what would happen if they don't keep mitzvahs, etc. He's, the ongoing Navi. And there, the Rambam says, there how do you check him out? There you check him out by asking him to tell you what's going to happen and doing it several times. Because circumstances are different. The circumstances are different in so far as, in one case, there's no urgency about it. There's no emergency. So let him prove himself. Once he's proven himself, we'll accept him as the Navi. And we'll, you know, when he tells us to do things, and over time he might tell you to do various things which are not negative to Torah, specifically, they're not, there's no problem with them, but why should you do what he said? For that he has to prove that he So the other circumstance is an emergency measure where he's told to come about some specific event. And in such circumstances, there's no point in saying, if he comes along and he says, in 2 days' time, this is going to happen. To stop it happening, you must do this, this, and this. There's no point in saying, hold on a minute, let's prove it. First of all, tell us what you think is going to happen over the next couple of weeks. There's no point. By the time he's finished proving it, the event's over. So there, an ois is necessary. The Rambam says one other difference as well, which is, he says, Moinim and Kaismim can work some type of miracles as well, and you've got the Navi Sheker who can do an ois or a mesis as well. So how do you know conclusively that he's a Navi MS? The answer is, you don't know conclusively that he's a Navi MS. But just as the Torah told you, if two Aidim come along, says the Rambam, and tell you, Aidus, you have to believe him, so too, if someone comes along and says it's ois or mokris, and then tells you that there's some emergency which a Kodesh Baruch Hu sent him for, you have to believe him as well. So it's a different level of nevuah. It's a different level of nevuah. I feel, actually, if we would have time, we could go through Moshe Rabbeinu's career, and you can see these different levels of nevuah through Moshe Rabbeinu's career, from the time he first came to Klal Yisrael to we have Vayamin on, later on Vayamin Hashem Hashem Moshe Avdoi, and later on Vegam Choy Yamin Le'olam. If we work it through with this idea of the two different types of Navi, you would see that Moshe Rabbeinu goes through these stages and gets to a third stage as well of the Gam Choy Yamin Le'olam, which the Rambam mentions, which is Lemala from the Madrega of any other Navi. Unfortunately, with the limitations on time, we'll have to leave it there. But at least we've been through the Mevaya according to the Rambam, and maybe explained away the problem that the Drasha Saran had with the two different signs that the Rambam gives for a Navi.